Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, ChatGPT and AI for Seniors by Anna Miles is a beginner-oriented technology guide for older adults who want to understand and use conversational AI without technical overload. The book focuses on practical entry points into ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini, presenting these tools as conversational assistants rather than complex software systems. Its purpose is not to teach artificial intelligence theory or advanced automation, but to help seniors take safe, confident first steps with tools that can answer questions, assist with writing, suggest ideas, organize information, and support everyday learning. The guide belongs to the practical nonfiction category, combining plain language instruction, step-by-step setup guidance, screenshots, and ready-to-use prompts. Its central value lies in translating a fast-moving technology into ordinary tasks, such as writing letters, planning trips, finding recipes, exploring hobbies, and staying connected. The book also emphasizes privacy, reliability, and personal judgment, making responsible use part of the learning process from the beginning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, conversational AI is presented as a practical assistant rather than a technical system. A central idea of the book is that tools such as ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini become less intimidating when they are understood as conversation partners. Rather than beginning with abstract explanations of machine learning, the book frames AI through familiar behavior, asking a question, giving context, reading an answer, and asking a follow-up. This approach is important for the intended audience because many beginners do not need to know how models are built before they can benefit from them. They need to know what kind of help the tool can provide and where its limits begin. By emphasizing everyday conversation, the guide lowers the barrier to first use and reduces the sense that AI belongs only to specialists. The book also appears to position AI as an aid to independence. It can help draft a message, explain unfamiliar terms, suggest activities, or organize thoughts, but it is not presented as an authority that should replace human judgment. This balance is practical. Seniors are encouraged to see AI as useful, flexible, and accessible while still remaining in control of decisions. Secondly, step-by-step, setup guidance reduces uncertainty for first-time users. The book gives significant attention to the earliest stages of use, including choosing an AI tool, signing up safely, and understanding what appears on screen. This matters because the first obstacle for many beginners is not the concept of AI, but the sequence of small digital actions required to begin. Creating an account, recognizing menus, locating the prompt box, and interpreting a response can all become points of confusion if prior knowledge is assumed. Miles addresses this by using plain English explanations and visual guidance, including screenshots according to the available descriptions. The method is deliberately paced, allowing readers to follow along instead of memorizing technical terms. This design reflects an important instructional principle: confidence grows when the learner can complete a visible task successfully. The book is therefore less a reference manual than a guided introduction. Its value is strongest for readers who may have used email, websites, or smartphones, but still feel uncertain when confronted with a new interface. The step-by-step format turns AI from an abstract trend into a sequence of manageable actions. Thirdly, ready-to-use prompts connect AI learning to ordinary daily needs. One of the most practical features associated with the book is its use of ready-to-try conversation starters. These prompts are not merely examples. They teach readers how to ask AI for useful help. For beginners, prompt writing can feel vague because the tool accepts almost any wording, yet better instructions usually produce clearer answers. By offering examples for recipes, trip planning, letter writing, hobbies, and learning new skills, the book demonstrates that effective use begins with specific requests. This is especially relevant for seniors because the benefits of AI become clearer when tied to recognizable routines rather than futuristic claims. A reader can see how to ask for a simple meal idea, request a polite note, compare travel options, or ask for an explanation of a subject at a beginner level. The examples also help build transferable habits. Readers learn to include context, ask for shorter or simpler answers, request alternatives, and follow up when something is unclear. In this way, the prompt examples function as a bridge between instruction and independent experimentation. Fourthly, safety advice treats privacy and reliability as part of basic AI literacy. The book includes safety and privacy guidance as a core part of getting started, not as a separate advanced concern. This is a significant choice because conversational AI can feel personal and trustworthy, especially when it responds in a friendly tone. Beginners may not automatically know which details are safe to enter, how responses are generated, or why answers should be checked before being acted upon. The guide addresses this by explaining what types of information to keep private and by encouraging readers to evaluate reliability. This makes the learning process more responsible. AI can summarize, suggest, and explain, but it can also produce incomplete or mistaken information. For older adults using AI for health questions, financial wording, travel planning, or family communication, the distinction between assistance and verified advice is important. The book appears to reinforce that AI should support personal judgment rather than replace it. Its safety material also helps reduce fear without creating false confidence. Readers are taught that cautious use is not a barrier to technology adoption, it is part of using modern digital tools well. Lastly, the senior-centered tone emphasizes respect, patience, and realistic scope. A notable aspect of the book is its senior-centered instructional tone. The available descriptions emphasize that it avoids jargon, does not assume prior knowledge, and does not talk down to the reader. This is more than a stylistic preference. Many technology guides fail beginners by moving too quickly, using unexplained vocabulary, or treating basic questions as obvious. For older adults who may already feel pressure or embarrassment around new technology, tone affects whether they continue learning. Miles appears to position curiosity as legitimate at any age while keeping the content focused on achievable first steps. The book also has a realistic scope, and it introduces ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini for everyday use, but it is not designed as a deep technical manual or professional AI strategy guide. That limitation is also part of its usefulness. By concentrating on basic functions, personal confidence, and common applications, it avoids overwhelming readers with advanced features they may not yet need. The result is a guide best understood as an entry-level bridge into AI rather than a comprehensive survey of artificial intelligence. In conclusion, ChatGPT and AI for seniors is best suited for older adults who are curious about AI but want a slow, clear, and practical introduction before experimenting on their own. It will also be useful for family members, caregivers, librarians, community educators, or senior center instructors who need a structured way to explain conversational AI without relying on technical language. The practical benefit is immediate readers can learn how to begin using ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini for writing help, planning, learning, organizing tasks, and exploring personal interests. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of what AI can and cannot do, especially the need to protect private information and verify important answers. Compared with many general AI guides, this book stands out because it is written around the specific anxieties and needs of seniors. It does not foreground productivity hacks, professional automation, or complex prompt engineering. Instead, it prioritizes confidence, independence, plain language, screenshots, and everyday examples. That positioning gives it a distinct role in the crowded beginner AI category. It is not the right choice for advanced users seeking technical depth, but it is a sensible starting point for readers who want to move from confusion to basic, safe, hands-on use. If you would like to support Anna Miles, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.